producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Britain's security service, the MI5, has warned that Al-Qaeda terrorists in Syria are planning mass casualty attacks in Western countries. The MI5 chief, Andrew Parker, says it is highly likely that Britain would be targeted. Parker said likely attacks are plotted against transport systems or iconic targets to inflict large-scale loss of life. The spymaster also said three terror plots were foiled in Britain in recent months. He described the level of terror threat to Britain as very serious. Parker added that the threat is possibly posed by British nationals who have joined terrorists in Syria. He made those comments in a rare address in the wake of the deadly attack on a magazine office in Paris.
All right, that's Press TV reporting from England. Wow, the head of MI5 said jihadis out of Syria might attack Europe? That's like saying the wind might blow someday, or that birds might tweet, or that crickets or insects might hop. I'm not even going to attempt, though we probably should, to go back and pull the not dozens, not hundreds, but multiple hundreds of times that we predicted all this in the last few years, that the Al-Qaeda forces trained and renamed ISIS, reconstituted, bigger and badder than ever, hundreds of thousands of them, would start attacking soft targets. And I said, newspapers, police stations, colleges, elementary schools, primary schools. And then, of course, we'll have to have martial law, not just at the airports, but everywhere to keep us safe, randomly. As if any amount of police safe could ever protect you. Whether this is a false flag or not, we know this. Western governments helped create this threat. They're now admitting these two brothers trained outside the country. They had Facebook sites with their Al-Qaeda flags, with the hand signs, with the guns, implying what they were going to do. And they were able to get weapons inside France, rocket-propelled grenades, RPGs, and automatic rifles, and go around and kill 13 people. Now, reportedly, they're dead now, we're hearing. We've heard this before. We heard this the day it happened, and there's been explosions in the woods, and supposedly the six hostages at a grocery store have been released. I mean, I hope all that's true. This is all breaking as we speak. I got a call this morning from a very high-level source, and I'll just leave it at that, confirming that an RPG was used, it's an interesting factoid, inside of the newspaper that was attacked 2.5 days ago. Charlie Hebdo. And this high-level source is in the U.S. military. I'll just leave it at that. In Europe. And that is directly from their counterparts in the French anti-terror police. So a rocket-propelled grenade was used. Now, you see reports that they had RPGs. But the report is... We have one out of the Daily Mail, teenage suspect arrested after handing himself into police over Paris magazine massacre that left 12 people dead as anti-terror unit raids building to hunt for two brothers trained in Yemen as assassins. And they said, we are Al-Qaeda from Yemen. That's what witnesses said day one. As well as AK-47 assault rifles, there were also reports of rocket-propelled grenades being used in the attack, but they don't source them. Well, let me tell you, that comes directly from the anti-terror French police. directly from NATO, directly from a high-level source, to me on the telephone 40 minutes ago. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for 6 more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We've got to be asking ourselves a big question right now while the world watches in fixed rapture, enjoying the spectacle of fear going on, the spectacle of panic going on, as they pop their popcorn and pour their cold beer. So many people are simply voyeurs of violence and carnage. As the world watches, what else is going on? What else is unfolding? What else is happening in politics, in world news, in U.S. news, in science and technology, in the economy? It's all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen, on this live, hard to believe, already the ninth day of January, 2015, worldwide edition. Now, just 10 minutes ago, they said that both of the supposed terrorist shooters Al-Qaeda from Yemen, they claim, had been killed, and that hostages taken, including women and children, had survived. Now Reuters is reporting four of the hostages are dead and that the shooters are dead. I'm not going to sit here today and minute by minute go over this because there's going to be a lot of disinformation, a lot of media jumping to report the latest info. We don't know if this is a false flag. We don't know if it's provocateur. We don't know if they protected these guys. We don't know if they let them into the country. We don't know, or it may have just been missed. Maybe a real terror attack. But what we do know is that the giant worldwide spy grid, the French per capita have more spy systems and electronic snooping and are more open about it than even the United States. It's one of the most surveilled societies in the world. And for all the electronic surveillance, all the unconstitutional spying that France has that violates their own constitution as well, it did not stop this. You could turn France into a giant prison. People won't be safe. They'll be less safe. One of the most dangerous places to be is a prison. You can get more drugs, more contraband, more child porn, more violence, more stabbings than in a prison than you're going to have in the worst areas of Chicago or New York City. So the surveillance state didn't keep the French safe. And now we have the two brothers with their Facebook, with their Al-Qaeda jihadi flags, showing them at the shooting range, I guess in Yemen, getting training for the attack. And they've got their trendy girlfriends that follow them because they were hip-hop Mac daddies. It fits the MO of narcissists with their selfies that this could be a real terror attack. If I had to give you the profile, and I've done this many times on air in the last few years, if I had to give you the profile of a real modern jihadi, they're about 23 years old. They listen to gangster rap music. They wear Puma sweatpants, sweatshirts, and shoes. I'm sorry, that's just who they are. They take constant selfies and see themselves as basically movie stars, are narcissists taking selfies, hanging out with your daughter. Because the coolest thing to do is to date a jihadi. I mean, come on. Just watch MTV. Just hang out on a college campus. There's nothing cooler. The fusion of the worst of gangster rap and the worst of radical Islam to give us the mutation. What do you call a Mac Daddy, Homie G jihadi? A jihadi gangster? A gangster jihadi? How do you compound word that? And I'm on record saying, over and over again, and I don't brag, I'm on record saying, when we're right, which is pretty much continually, I point it out because we really have the combination. We have the code. We know how things work. We understand the program, the social poisoning. And I said, get ready for real asymmetrical attacks across the West by aimless, welfare head, spoiled, rotten immigrant kids. Their parents are hardworking. Their parents don't like what they're doing. But they go into the toxic American culture. You take radical Islam and you add it into the evil Western culture, you're going to get something really nasty. And that's what we've got here is this mutation. And I see it all over Facebook, all over Twitter. You see it at the anti-police rallies around the country with the Ford Foundation and Soros right behind, radicalizing, holding up the ISIS signs. I knew months ago we started getting all sorts of ISIS threats by punks on Facebook and Twitter threatening us, and the government, of course, did nothing about it, that this was a real situation. When I started criticizing Al-Qaeda 4 years ago in Syria, now known as ISIS or ISIL last year as a brand change to confuse the military and the American people, that, oh, we're not having to battle who our government put in charge of the rebels in Syria. We're battling a new group that we keep accidentally giving airdrops of weapons to. And so now we have to give up all of our freedoms and liberties because the jihadis have come to town. And it can be used to then take freedoms across the board, create new Islamophobia, which will be used to set up a larger police state that will end up being actually pointed at and deployed against gun owners, returning veterans, conservatives, libertarians, Christians, pro-lifers, land rights activists, get us out of the UN activists, you name it. And we've seen this carried out on a smaller scale, beta tested over and over again since 9/11. But now it's being rolled out writ large. I've told you, I expect attacks on soft targets, probably in Paris first. I don't know how, folks, the clips, there's got to be 50 of those or more, where I said in the last 2 years, until you were sick of hearing it. In fact, we have a journal every day where we write down notes of my predictions, so we should be able to search that and pull a few, you know, clips of that. Just to show new listeners that I'm not just making these claims, I said I would expect Paris to get hit first, and then London, and then New York, and then some city like Austin, Texas. I think Austin will probably get hit, because I just know how to look at the whole background and what's being deployed, and they won't have to stage it this time, because they have promoted it and hyped it and pushed it to certain extents throughout the media that when Al-Qaeda and ISIS puts out a report a week ago, a video, saying attack the French. Well, it was time for those trained in Yemen who in a anti-gun, anti-defense, anti-freedom society like France were able to have RPGs and automatic weapons and go kill at least 13 people, three of them police officers, and now they're saying at least 4 hostages are dead, but there's still explosions and fire and smoke in France, in the woods. Who knows what's going on? We'll try to figure it out at another point. It doesn't really matter, though. That's just a soap opera. The larger issue is we predicted it. It wasn't hard to predict. It's like if you douse yourself in gasoline and light yourself on fire, you're going to probably get burned. Not a very hard prediction to make. And again, that's how stupid the social engineers think you are and I are. That's not proper English. You are and I are. That's how dumb they think we collectively are, is that they could arm for 4-plus years, give tens of billions of dollars through NATO, through the U.S., through Turkey, and a bunch of other countries, a coalition to gang up on Libya, gang up on Syria, turn the countries over to Al-Qaeda and ISIS, jihadis out of Saudi Arabia, under any name, it's the same thing, the same black flags, the same symbols, the same Bin Laden Brigade garbage, to blow up every mosque that isn't radical, every Shiite mosque, every Alawite mosque, every synagogue, every church, and crucify Christians and rape them and murder them and conscript their daughters into sex slavery and to eat hearts on TV. Just scum of the earth. Our government did this, and now hundreds of thousands, at least 200,000 of these people are running around Iraq and Syria, and many of them come from the United States, England, and France. And remember last year and the year before when it was in the news that they were allowing people to recruit on Facebook and Twitter in the U.S. and England and Europe to go back and forth, and that French and British and others were letting them fly back and forth in their Muslim gear with the beards, with the Bin Laden flags, saying on their Facebooks, we're going to Afghanistan, we're going to Libya, we're going to Syria, we're going to Iraq to fight jihad, and Western governments who were funding it in the zone, let them recruit online and let them go back and forth, and now let them attack in Paris
Right.
So they have a justification to grab my genitals or put me in a naked body scanner at the airport. What a stinking, giant, disgusting fraud. And now the head of MI5 says, brace for Al-Qaeda, ISIS, to attack the West. We'll play that clip when we come back. Stay with us.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men may suffer from a prostate problem, like urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7470. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if. They can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-964-7470. That's 1-800-964-7470. Call 1-800-964-7470.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
Hey. Sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Friends, Alex Jones here back live. It's finally mainstream news. I've got a stack of it here. Health officials warn of Legionnaires' disease outbreak in New York City. That's coming up. Unraveling key to cold virus. Harsh respiratory viruses slams Colorado. They're warning of super strains of pneumonia killing people across the United States. In 2014, I lost three family members in December and January of 2013, 2014, to these super viruses. And believe me, this winter is just as bad, and it's finally being reported on. That's coming up. Also, breaking exclusive to InfoWars.com, drug cartel places a $45 million bounty on Rick Perry's head, and that comes from directly inside two legislatures. I'll just leave it at that. But this is directly to our office from very credible sources. We made some phone calls. You can then see the response of Perry's office. The article is at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Drug cartel places $45 million bounty on Rick Perry's head. Fake terror group plans mass casualty attacks against the West. That means ISIS slash Al-Qaeda. A special report by John Bowne that folks think is controversial. The Islamification in the Obama nation. Well, there's no doubt there's an Islamification of Europe and the United States, Europe more intensely. Snowden says cyber war more damaging to the U.S. than any other nation. Insider reports Obama is being blackmailed by Muslim Brotherhood. That's an Egyptian colonel and FBI informant we interviewed yesterday, Ahmad Salem. Really big news on the economic front I want to get into. You know, in the last 3 months, more than 65% of new oil drilling permits by the federal government have been denied. And now the debt that the U.S. oil producers, smaller companies, were accruing to start drilling or to continue drilling is set to bankrupt most of them in the next year. So, see, driving down oil prices bankrupts the Russians, and it bankrupts independent U.S. oil producers. We're going to be breaking all of that down and more today. I got a call this morning about 30 minutes before airtime, speaking of the Paris situation that's ongoing, with reports of the terrorists being dead and four of the hostages being dead, but then they're saying the hostages are alive. We don't know. Britain's MI5 warns Al-Qaeda planning mass attacks on the West. Well, of course, you help give them a new base. You give them tens of billions of dollars. You give them artillery support by the Turkish military. You call them freedom fighters in Syria. And now they've turned into Iraq, and we're having to fight them there. Of course they're going to come back. Most of them come from Western countries. They were allowed to organize by our media, by our governments. And now those governments will take our freedoms when they attack us. And the cops getting their heads blown off will be real. The citizens getting shot will be real. I got a call this morning by a very credible, high-level source, U.S. military intel, via NATO and their liaisons with the French National Anti-Terror Police, who were directly involved inside the French satirical newspaper, Charlie Hebdo, that a rocket-propelled grenade was used inside. Just an interesting little factoid. And one reason we haven't been showing more images inside, just one shot of a bloody hallway with blood splattered everywhere and papers blown everywhere. Guns don't blow papers everywhere. In fact, can we pull up the one photo we have? Notice there's papers all over the place. That's what a grenade does. And it was reported by the Daily Mail yesterday, on Thursday, in an article, deep inside the article, teenage suspects arrested after handing himself into police is the headline, on page 12, as well as the AK-47 assault rifles, there were also reports of rocket-propelled grenades being used in the attacks. We heard from witnesses they had RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades, but this is from a source confirming it, who talked. My source talked directly to the French source. High level. High level. And you look at that photo. They've now released more photos. That's from the firebombing originally that happened. But the new photo is of papers splattered all over the place. And again, ladies and gentlemen, the word is RPG was used on them. Just a little side note. When we come back, I'm going to play the MI5 chief saying Al-Qaeda, the Al- Al-Qaeda under any other name is still Al-Qaeda, ISIS or whatever, is going to be attacking.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
England, the United States,
Alex
everybody.
Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get ready to bend over to tyranny.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want to open the phones up on this Friday edition again for first-time callers. On any issue you want to raise, the French situation, the police state, what's happening with oil prices, the economy, any angle you want to talk about, just get right to the point and have a good phone because we don't screen your calls. Just your name, where you're calling from, how you're listening, what affiliate. If you want to give us that info, I don't care. We get calls from China, Australia, Germany. I'd love to get some calls from France. I guess just dial your country access code and 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We have an internal international line. In fact, why don't we just go ahead and fire that up? 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. We haven't turned that line on yet, so wait a few minutes. I just decided to do that in midstream. 512-646-1776, or you can call the international line at GCN, 651-695-7755. or just the classic 800-259-9231. We'll be taking your phone calls. I'm going to try to calm down. It's just very frustrating that, number one, if terror threats were real, we shouldn't give up our fundamental freedoms because of that threat, because that then encourages terrorists to attack you, to take control of your civilization, and make you give in to their demands. Now, if you have criminal elements in control of the civilization at the heights of corporate governance as well as governmental systems, if they can take control and run your life and get trillions in no-bid contracts over the last 15 years, would government at least allow terrorists to attack if, as a society, every time there's an attack, we lose more freedom, even though losing more freedom doesn't protect us from another attack? The way the media dramatizes 13 people that are dead. Sure, it's a tragedy. We're sad. We hope the hostages weren't killed. Some of them reportedly got out alive because they had children with them. I've got one of those images on my screen of a father with his son and a woman being ushered out by the police. They say the two terrorists are supposedly dead and that four of the hostages were killed. But in the big picture, as you know, I say, honeybees kill 200 and something people a year, wasps 300 and something, deer running out in front of your cars is over 500, deer with their antlers kill more than 10 people a year. Oh, yeah, look it up. But see, deer aren't scary. Honeybees aren't scary. Great white sharks kill about 5 people a year worldwide. And most people are scared to swim in over their neck in the ocean. Most people I know, because they think sharks will eat them. You've got a better chance of a leprechaun changing your oil. Well, maybe you got a better chance of a shark biting and a leprechaun changing your oil, because leprechauns don't exist. Now I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm sorry. Maybe they do. Maybe I'm racist against Irish people because I'm saying leprechauns don't exist. You know, that's the answer to any intellectual argument you can't win. Just say someone's a racist. But I'm going far afield now, aren't I? It is so frustrating to see my freedom, your freedom, our freedom being flushed down a toilet while the borders are wide open. I mean, how transparent is this? France is wide open to open immigration. Illegals pour in every day, get put on welfare. The country is on the verge of economic collapse by every metric, just like Spain, Portugal, Greece, Ireland, and other areas. The bankers are taking control of it. The French government saying you can't say father and mother on documents because it hurts people that aren't male or female. Oh, see, being a father hurts someone that can't be a father. See where this tyranny goes? This is mind control. Oh, but these jihadis, which more and more I think evidence is leaning towards this being a real attack, they get to go on Facebook. Let's put up their Facebook for TV viewers if we can. Headline, Daily Mail, Facebook of terror suspects found, and they're on there with their rifles and with their spent cartridges, giving their hand signs, meaning they're going to kill for Allah, and nothing was done. But I've seen articles in the French press where vacationing Americans will joke about, you know, we're going to blow this place up partying, and within 2 hours, French police knock down their Ritz-Carlton door, dragging them out because they said, we're going to blow this place up partying. They could look and see they were party animals, no criminal record, that it was in context of partying, but they went ahead and SWAT teamed them. Same thing happened a few years ago where there was a text message in the United States of some visitors in L.A. saying something similar. They got a visit. Remember the folks searching for pressure cookers weren't even Muslim in Florida, got SWAT teamed? They wanted pressure cookers to cook some food. I have a crock pot and a pressure cooker. I have a big crock pot for putting turkeys and chickens in it. I expect a SWAT team attack any minute. I'm being sarcastic, but might as well. Everybody knows I'm not a jihadi. Everybody knows I'm not planning a terror attack. Actually, Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, MSNBC, came out and said that I'm, quote, connected to the Boston bombers. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like they may have visited my website, which gets millions of visitors a day. It's like saying they visited CNN, so CNN's guilty as well. So this is the attempt that we see taking place. Are you upset about this? Our government creates a new Islamic army under the name ISIS. Our military gets upset about it, says we won't find the side of Al-Qaeda. Ted Cruz and Rand Paul come out and say that a year and a half ago. So they changed the name to ISIS. It's the same group. And now they're connected directly to these guys who reportedly traveled to Yemen for training and then posted the jihad photos from Yemen with them training at training camps with AK-47s. And then they got back into France with rocket-propelled grenades, RPGs, and full-auto Kalashnikovs, and nothing was done about it. Just like with the FBI, cooking the bomb, giving them the detonators, and then Ahmad Salem tries to stop it, and he's pulled off the case, and they send in another bomb maker to help him finish it and let them carry out the attack. Because then you get more funding. And Congress is calling for more anti-terror laws. And the French are. And the British are. Let's play the MI5 head. Here's the Reuters headline. Britain's MI5 chief warns Al-Qaeda in Syria planning mass attacks on the West. Oh, they've got more than 10,000 heat-seeking, shoulder-fired, MPAD, surface-to-air missiles that aren't much bigger than an RPG. If these guys could smuggle at least three RPGs they were seen with, one they used inside the newspaper, that's from InfoWars, you're getting that, can they get a Chinese copy of a Stinger in? Can they get a U.S. modern Stinger? Because the stuff they've got's mainly U.S. Oh, I've even had, by name, the CIA pilot, Tosh Plumlee, on to talk about his NATO source and others flying the weapons into them. The military gets so upset they land because they have military that offloads it. They have contractor pilots. And the jihadis shoot their mouths off and say, we're going to kill you next in English. That's how, imagine being a special forces NATO soldier, U.S. soldier, and you land in Jordan, or you land in Iraq, or you land in Turkey at these training camps, and at the airport, at the airbase, a truck pulls up, and it's a 25-year-old jihadi from England with a 23-year-old jihadi from France with a 30-year-old jihadi handler from the U.S., and they even smart-mouth them when they're giving them the weapons. I have that directly from people offloading the weapons. You understand? That's why you saw thousands of officers covering their faces, holding up pieces of paper saying, I won't fight for Al-Qaeda in Syria, because it's so sick. The American people may buy it and may be in a coma and not know how big this is, but the military does. That's why Dempsey went to Obama 2 years ago at midnight on a Friday and said, the military is going to rebel if you try to launch an air bombardment against Syrian targets and if you try to send in ground troops. Assad's done nothing to anybody. The military is finally waking up. And Dempsey didn't do that because he's an angel. The military got it, folks. If we can duplicate that, it's game over for this. And we're an inch away from that right now. The bold move. The naked move. I mean, we had a former colonel in the Egyptian military on who just loves America, loves the U.S. military, hates radical Islam, worked for the FBI, saying, unfortunately, it looks like our government's arming ISIS and is behind it. And he was very upset. And he said, this is to scapegoat Islam and create a class of civilizations. He gets it. He gets it. And it's to turn the Middle East over to a bunch of Wahhabist cavemen. Well, I stand against radical Islam. I'm sorry. I'm a radical. I stand against shooting police in the head. I'm a bad person. I stand against Al-Qaeda. I'm not trendy. I understand that. And all you ISIS people threatening us, hey, we're not a French newspaper, okay? We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches? This is Texas. You want to threaten me, you can go straight to hell. You understand that? I'm not scared. You understand that? I am just sick at what filth you are. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're broadcasting worldwide today, taking your phone calls. Let's go to Lauren in Georgia. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just want to thank you for putting out the information that you put out. I just started listening to your show maybe last year, so it's probably like 3 months now. I'm black. It's hard to get any other black person to listen to this show. How can I reach people? It's like, it's exactly what you say. As soon as someone doesn't agree, they say, oh, he's racist. That's their argument to everything.
Well, that's because you got a dumbed-down population on all sides that just bleep out stereotypical words because they're not informed. It just makes them feel smart. And, you know, we have every race, color, and creed listening to this broadcast, and that's why these type of shows are important, so everybody can talk to each other. So if you want to reach out to folks, you can do it right here on the air. Go ahead.
Right. I just wanted to bring up that point. I know some other people may have, you know, problems reaching out to other people in their community. They just don't really understand what's going on. And like you said, they just always call it racist. So I just wanted to bring up that point. But thanks for all that you do.
No, ma'am. Please don't thank me. Like Limbaugh says, just say ditto. Thank you so much. You're a sweetheart. Please, I want to thank you. Pete in Michigan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi there, Alex. Long-time listener. I was just calling in about this whole terrorist attack in France. I don't know if you've really come to a solid conclusion of what they're going to try to get out of this. Are they going to try to restrict our freedom of speech out of this? Or
absolutely. They're going to try to bring in cybersecurity with new fake cyber Pearl Harbors they're getting ready. And then with this, they're going to try to bring in new political correctness. I mean, shopping carts all over won't let you sell stuff even mildly critical of Islam. Google won't let us sell the Obama deception saying it's racist. That's what's coming out of this is we have to shut up. We have to comply. We have to go along with the system. And the reason I said that I think this may be a real attack, sure, the door was open, the training was allowed, it was protected. So it is a false flag light. But I've seen the real sexiness, the real avant-garde faux. It's faux avant-garde. It's fake. Promotion of jihading as some type of liberal socialist cutting-edge army in social media. It's been allowed to operate. And so they're just creating the clash of civilizations so that the West kills Muslims and Muslims kill us instead of us just promoting cooperation, science, technology, and freedom. Just like the globalists, just like the Rothschilds helped get World War I going that killed 6 million Germans, 3 million French, 1 million Brits, a couple hundred thousand Americans. World War II killed 21 million Germans, 22 million Russians, almost 400,000 Americans, about 400,000 Brits. I'm going from memory, but you can look these numbers up. Those were all basically staged. They were real wars, but the banking cartels manipulated it on both sides. Now they want the third conflict, but to be between the West and Islam. And out of that clash, just like the West versus communism, we both become more authoritarian in confronting each other because it's being manipulated by the central globalist committees. What do you think is coming out of this, Pete?
Well, I think that you're right on spot with that. And I have a kind of a question or a recommendation, an idea that might be groundbreaking for you. Kind of goes along with what the last caller was talking about, trying to get people together. A couple weeks ago, I tried calling in because you had mentioned something about us getting together and pulling together on things. Have you ever thought about, I know you've done the dating website thing a while back. I don't know what happened.
Well, sure.
With
we
that,
did a social network, planetinfowars.com. It's primitive, but it works good for people to meet each other and stuff. I mean, that's one subsection of it, yes.
What I was wondering is, could you come up with something that would be kind of like Craigslist, where like-minded people could all get together by their area and maybe, you know, just pull together and pull our resources to prepare for what's coming down the tubes?
Absolutely. You know, we have the Prison Planet area where people can go in there and talk. We have planetinfowars.com. That's a basic social network that millions of people have used. We also have the message board, the Prison Planet message board, that is kind of organic and operates on its own. Mainly just becomes a giant gossip rag, but it's got a lot of good information as well. So, yes, sir. But we do have planetinfowars.com. It's got street art, outdoors, guns, health, video, business, dating, economics, entertainment, offbeat, politics, science, technology, weird news, world news, activism, preparedness, resistance, members activity, find groups, smart groups, start groups, read articles, write articles, planetinfowars.com, and it's up there right now. Okay, we're going to come back on the other side, continue with your phone calls, then I'm going to get into just a ton of other news, the weather.
This hour of GCN brought to you by LeCig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquids, e-cig refills, car chargers and starter kit. Kick some ash with LeCig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LeCig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, and I'm Alex Jones. I told you when we started the broadcast about 50 minutes ago that I was not going to follow the ongoing soap opera very closely today because so much disinformation comes out in the fog of this hysteria. First, they claim that both of the terrorist suspects have been killed. Now they're saying that one of them's on the loose. First they said the hostages hadn't been killed. Now four have been killed. It is just all over the map right now. Clearly these guys had accomplices to get RPGs and fully autos into France. They say they're working with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They went to Yemen for training. This is all part of the Saudi Arabian crescent of radical Islamification that they use to take over the Middle East. And most Middle Eastern countries hate these jihadis. I want to be clear. Doesn't mean you have to even agree with Islam. I'm just being accurate here. They hate it. Imagine you're living in Iraq. You can go to the movies. Your daughter can go to college. You get overthrown. Now they're chopping your heads off. Or Syria. I mean, you could go to Syria, folks, and order a beer. Not anymore, where the Al-Qaeda people are in charge. I mean, our government is putting the worst people in charge to destabilize those regions, just like they're trying to destabilize us and take our freedom away. Just like they've caught the feds arming street gangs, going back to the 60s. Just like we caught the Justice Department arming drug cartels. I mean, it's bad people in government, folks, and corporations. I'm going to go to a caller in France, Steve in France. What is your view on this? Go ahead.
Good evening, Alex. Thank you for taking the call. Well, it seems like I don't know if you hear me well, but
I do, sir. Go ahead.
Seems like, you hear?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, it seems to me like everybody here is taking it the same as 2001 in America. It's a big shock for everybody because there's no girlfriend having people up with machine guns and getting cops and people like this it's an outrage. That I don't know now what is going to be happening, but they are already talking about arming the cops and making huge amount of security. I think if it was a plot, which I'm not going to say it was, but if it was a plot, it would have been perfectly targeted to motivate all French people to accept the same kind of law that are coming to America as lots of army police the same way as military and have them check everybody in the street and have a huge police state.
You said it right there succinctly, just like the White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, now Chicago mayor, said, we never let a good crisis go to waste. Whether it was staged or not, they're going to use it to basically intensify the totalitarian state, just as France economically, from what I've seen in the numbers, is in deep trouble. We know historically with economic trouble comes totalitarianism. Do you agree with an outsider's view that the EU and France is having economic trouble and that the government's trying to amass more power?
Of course, the EU is controlling the whole Europe, and who controls EU is probably America. So there's problem in France and everywhere. But, you know, I can see also with this event, the president, François Hollande, is having a very low rating right now. I wouldn't be surprised if they can catch those guys, which right now I think there's two hostage situations in France, one in Port-de-Vincennes next to Paris with one guy, and two other guys somewhere on the west side of Paris, holding those things
right.
As well.
Well, stay there, sir. Don't hang up. I want to come back to you in 1 minute when we start the next hour, 70 seconds technically, and let you finish up. And I want to speak about France as well. France lost 3 million people in World War One, folks. And then now France is saying we've got to give up all of our liberties because of 13 dead or 15 dead or whatever it is. I want to ask him his view on giving up liberty for security. Well, you never end up getting liberty. You get tyranny.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their body
bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-313.